What happened to your collar? All right, we're coming at you live from the East End Tavern and Bistro. This is the inaugural Fantasy Boys podcast.
It's not live. It's going to be recorded.
Well, it's live currently right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm speaking in generalities, right? We're in a long life.
I guess we'll just do that, though. We'll just speak in generalities.
Live from East End Tavern, it's the Fantasy Boys.
That's how you want to start the Fantasy Boys podcast? We're calling this the Fantasy Boys podcast, by the way.
That does not conjure any kind of imagery in my brain.
Let's tell everybody, I'm Bill Squire.
Oh, I am Ryan DiPerna.
I'm AJ DeCosmo.
No, you're not. You're supposed to be someone else.
I'm Brian Kenny.
This is Brian Kenny for the time being.
I'm going to replace Brian with a different Brian in a little bit. But for now, it's AJ Brian.
That should be our running gag. Like, every week we just have a new person as Brian.
As Brian Kenny.
Yeah.
I like how these people that sit on the patio were like real quiet until we started recording. And they're like, now let's get loud.
That's all right. It adds to the ambiance. It's the extra je ne sais quoi, if you will, to make this podcast the best.
All right. So what's the point of doing this podcast? I know the world needs more podcasts.
The world needs all the podcasts, apparently. You're not a legitimate person unless you have a podcast. But this is our attempt to counter all the horseshit that's coming out of sports media today, particularly sports talk shows. Fuck 'em. We're gonna be way better. We're gonna be way funnier.
How often do you listen to sports talk? Because I can't listen to it at all.
Quite often.
Really? I can't listen to it at all.
Yeah, I know. I'm a glutton for punishment.
I just think it's so very boring. I do listen to some like fantasy football podcasts or like sports talk, stuff like that. But that's just literally like stats. Like, there's like no opinion there about like what's going on in the world or anything like that. It's just, this is a good guy. He's like, he punches girls in the face, but start him. Start him.
But damn it, does he have soft hands? Unless, one person on Earth would.
The inside of his hands are very soft. The outside, that's a different story altogether.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Increasingly, since we live in a fucked up dystopia, there's a lot of people who are fake outraged about sports because it's easy now to come out and say how you really feel about people that don't look like you. And sports is a perfect way to identify racists.
Oh, I thought you were talking about people that are in shape and people that aren't in shape.
Well, that too. That too. More that. Really. But there's this false narrative, right? It's like, and this isn't going to be an overly political podcast. We're just going to make dick jokes, mostly. But I'm just sick of the narrative that, you know, like, stick to sports. Like, that whole thing.
And it's the same thing with music or entertainers or anything. I get it all the time on the show, like, oh, just stick to the fart jokes, stuff like that. It's like, no, I have opinions on things.
What's
it hurting you to hear someone else's opinion? Like, I listen to what other people have to say. I try to understand where people are coming from when they have those contrary opinions to me. I just think a lot of times they're kind of shitty opinions. And they're based on a very small scope and view of the world and not... they're not objective to what the other person is going through.
Well, absolutely. And that's what...
Guys, you need to stick to sports. Like, seriously.
Well, that...
No.
Well, that's... what, Brian AJ?
Sorry.
Brian Kenny, God damn it.
Brian AJ Kenny, you shut the fuck up right now.
I just think it's funny that the same people that are saying that have no hesitation to tell you whatever the fuck they think about, like, you know.
Well, it always, that anytime they're talking about something like Jemele Hill or Ezekiel Elliott or Colin Kaepernick, it's like, I'm not a racist, but. And then that but, they drop that but.
Exactly.
And then,
Or they'll say things like, I think we're all a little bit racist. they'll say that.
Hey, all right,
real Brian Kenny's here now. AJ's been ejected.
Give it up for AJ.
Hi, thank you, AJ.
No problem.
I didn't know I'd be walking into this actually happening.
Yeah.
Well, we already started. You're late.
Yeah, man. That game was happening.
Yes, if we should, we should mention.
We should probably start with that. That's like a funner thing to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
this is
stop.
A sports podcast. The most important thing in sports is happening right now.
Exactly. Well, we're waiting
the
for
the WNBA playoffs.
Is that go Rockers! Go Rockers!
The Rockers are gone. I miss them.
Come on, LA Sparks. I know the one guy that looks like.
Brittany Griner?
No. No, the one guy who used to play in the NBA who looks like Ken Griffey when he drank that nerve potion is married to Candace Parker, and I can't remember what
Ken
his name
Griffey
was.
When he drank that nerve
potion? From The Simpsons.
Potion.
Yeah.
What?
From The Simpsons.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He drank this nerve potion and made his head swell.
It's Sheldon something.
It's fuck. It's basically.
I was about Richardson? To say, did he Sammy Sosa himself?
Basically.
No.
Like Barry Bonds. Oh, turned pink.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa looks like Pepto-Bismol.
That's
yeah.
So great.
Yeah. Yeah, the most important thing happening in sports right now, obviously our hometown Cleveland Indians, 22 straight games in dramatic fashion tonight.
Oh my God.
Extra innings.
Everything is just so perfect.
Oh, you gotta eat the mic, by the way.
I gotta eat the...
Brian's really loud, so yeah. He'll probably be alright.
That's true. Yeah.
His voice does
You guys don't think that they're, some people have come, like, oh, you think they're peaking too early? Not at all, man. I think they're fucking, they're in a playoff mood. They have a,
fire
they're on a mission.
Cylinders.
They're on a mission right now.
They're playing meaningful games. They're making these games important, and I think that's, and then they're delivering, too.
Absolutely. I mean, that whole stadium was unbelievable. I mean, that's what, listen, how many people did they leave on base tonight? Like, 12? Probably they had the bases loaded.
Felt like.
Well, as soon as they had the bases loaded in the eighth and didn't score, I was like, that's it. But that's okay. They can lose a game. But now I don't think they're ever going to lose again, to be honest.
I had so never again.
No. They're going to sweep.
Lose one
they're
game.
Gonna, nope.
For the rest of the
run
time.
Run the table, bitches.
I had so much faith in Santana in the eighth. He's a pretty damn clutch hitter. I was like, this is where we take it. And then, I mean, like in the ninth, It was two outs when Frankie had that hit.
Yeah, I know.
Two outs in the ninth.
And he missed it.
Frankie doubles. He missed it by inches.
Alex Gordon, yeah.
And
he was a good left fielder, too.
Yeah, great left fielder. And then Frankie challenging, was that Lorenzo Cain?
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez.
Yep.
Rounding first and just
he legged out that
just,
double
yep.
out of the box. Because I put my head down. I was like, single. And then looked up and I was like,
balls
I could
out,
not believe
challenged him.
He is,
Jose is the most competitive player, I think, on our team.
Oh, I love him. He's a little ball of hate.
He just wants to win all the time. Don't fucking touch his head. Just let him go out there and do what he does. And he is
fun
to watch.
That seems to be like a thing among Latin baseball players. Nobody like lets them to touch their head. Like, well, who has?
Yeah, but do you like your head to
No,
be
that's
touched?
True. I don't either.
I don't want anyone to touch me.
Well, I just think what's his name from Texas? Adrian Beltre? No, Adrian Beltre is famous for that. They they fuck with him.
Really?
In the clubhouse. Yeah. That's true. I don't like my head to be touched either.
Yeah, don't touch his head. Don't touch Trevor Bauer's baseball.
Don't dump a bunch of toothpicks in front of Trevor Bauer because he'll definitely count them for you. Fucking nasty fuck.
I love that interview he did a couple of days ago though, where he's just like, three strikes and you're out. That's the rules of baseball.
Oh yeah.
He's mansplaining baseball to other men.
I like him, but I don't like him. Mm-hmm. Like full disclosure, he blocked me on Twitter. And
hilarious.
How often do you get blocked on Twitter?
Not very often. I go after specific.
Did Dan Gilbert block you?
Dan Gilbert did block me.
Oh my God.
And called him out.
Still.
That was amazing.
To this day. Which is great.
Like, he probably has like rage nightmares about you.
I hope so. That little fuck.
Wait, to this day what?
It was not to this day, but he did sick, at the time, he sicked his Twitter followers on me. Hilarious to me that there would be a bunch of people that would defend a billionaire, out of nowhere, and like tell me to fuck off for about 3 weeks straight. But
and that's what they did.
Yeah. Oh, it was relentless. It like kept blowing up the phone. Yeah, but I mean, you know, whatever. He made his backs off. He made his money off the backs of poor people by bilking them out of mortgages, and he's gonna chase the goat out of town for two straight times. In addition to bilking the county out of $240 million. So fuck him, dude.
Yeah, but they got that draft pick.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Speaking of which, he needs to build that goddamn second casino building is what he needs to do.
Oh, I know. That's the biggest scam in fucking history.
That is part of the deal, man. You sign them papers, build that fucking building.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like,
find the people are coming, you get them there.
You guys have been in the casino before, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad.
Like years ago.
It's sad.
Well, what casinos aren't sad?
The Roxino, where I'll be performing this Friday and Saturday with Mike Cole Jr. Laughter abounds at the Roxino.
Club Velvet.
Club Velvet, that's what it's called. They start, it's called the Velvet Room. That'd be way better.
They start Velvet playing, oh, yes, it's ladies' night! And, like, these women in oxygen tanks are trying to cut up the dance floor. No, it's all old people in all of these casinos. But I don't know. I guess the only other ones I've been in are Vegas. And it's probably just the same, but I was just really drunk when I was there. So I
that and the cocaine.
Vegas casinos, the drinks are free, so...
Yeah,
yeah, but they... Yes, but you have to fucking seek it out.
No, you don't.
Yo, I mean, it takes them a fucking while for the cocktail waitress to come
out. You get a beer and you go buy like a shot and like you can be pretty drunk in Vegas for cheap.
Oh, you could be for cheap unless you're really impatient like me.
Right.
That's what I like to call myself. I'm an impatient drinker instead of problem alcoholic. It sounds better. Yeah. I did win a fuck ton of money but I won like $500 on betting on the Giants 2 years ago when they came back against Carolina and covered the spread in the fourth quarter.
Good shit.
Yeah. Which was cool, but then, like, I don't think I've ever won a bet in football since.
Oh, should we tell Brian the name of the podcast?
Yeah. It's Fantasy Boys.
What?
Fantasy Boys.
Fantasy Boys? Yeah. Can we change it to Hot Beef Injection?
No, that doesn't make any sense.
I just like
it. Could be colon, just like Hot Beef Injection.
That's fine. Fantasy Boys. We're the Fantasy Boys.
Yeah, can we spell it with a Z?
Yeah.
Of course.
Fantastic.
The Hot Boys? Of course.
Speaking of which, we're all in a fantasy football league together.
We are.
I got my ass kicked.
How'd you guys all do? Spider's in it. We'll get
Spider. Yeah, Spider's in. Spider sitting in with us, eating his French fries.
I'm eating his French fries.
Oh,
now.
Okay. The Rage Baker himself, Spider Jones.
Did you win this week?
No, I got my ass whooped.
Oh, but you had the best draft.
I know I did, but Allen Robinson tore his ACLs out for the year.
That and Yahoo doesn't do shit.
Well, first of all, I'm going to skull fuck you out of spite this year, motherfucker.
Good fucking luck.
You fucking Mike Golick wannabe.
Good.
How? What do you mean how? Give me your fucking Pro Football Talk analysis on the fucking sleeper tight end that you're going to give me. I'm going to fucking skull fuck you blindly.
Good fucking luck.
All right. Well, whatever. No,
What do you mean blindly? Are you gonna cover your own eyes while you do it?
No, I didn't read a fucking thing about football. I just fucking by virtue of watching football, I drafted the shit, and I'm still gonna win, even though I had the number one overall pick, which was a high.
We're doing
a high advantage
podcast right now.
Yes, we're doing a Fantasy Boys podcast. Hey, how are you?
Hey, good to see you.
Hey, Coco, how are you?
Who did you take number one? David Johnson?
I took Le'Veon Bell.
Ah.
Who had a dog shit game, but he didn't play any of the preseason.
No, I think I took Johnson, and then he's out.
Yes, he is.
It's 2 to 3 months, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Long time. I think he already had surgery on his...
Yeah.
Inexplicably...
Like to week 16, so he's done.
Inexplicably, you drafted and started Kareem Hunt, which I've not... I'm so mad. Because I was so mad.
All three leagues. All three leagues. Drafted and started.
That was a solid pick.
That's
my boy.
Did you kiss him on the lips too?
I would.
I would too. He was really good.
Fucking dropped 40 points for me. We can tongue kiss. I'll cut balls.
He went to Toledo, right?
Went to Toledo, and he went to Willoughby South.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
for the local boy.
Like the Kansas City offense and Andy Reid, they produce crazy running backs all the time.
Yeah,
he always has, and he is still one of the guys in the league that wants a feature back. He doesn't want to platoon it. He's a guy that's going to, and I thought this was a PPR league, to be honest with you.
Well, it was supposed to be, but Cody's a fucking idiot.
But, like, they throw a lot to the backs, and that was one of his specialties. He also had never fumbled, although he fumbled his first carry in the NFL. He never fumbled in college, and they were raving about him all preseason. Honestly, dude, I work a fucking desk job. I answer a phone all day. What do you want me to do? I read about fantasy football.
How about you do your job and answer the fucking phone?
I do. I nail that job, and I have a lot of free time anyways.
All right, fair enough.
It's the best job.
I still won. I won. I'm happy with my week.
Who'd you play?
Cody. He scored like 50 points.
I mean,
I had like 80 points. He had like 50. So
how it was a guy... weird week for fantasy football. Oh, yeah, really. Like, a lot of studs really didn't do shit.
Tom Brady scored 10 points for him, so I'm like, I'll win this week.
Why do we have the guy that knows the least about football create the...
Because that's all like administrative stuff.
Yeah, it's
so
about being a
good
type A go-getter.
Yeah, but he made us have three wide receivers instead of...
Yeah, it's weird.
We should have stepped in for that part.
I didn't realize until the draft. I was like, dude, this is weird. Don't do this. He goes, it's too late to change it. And then we said, how about PPR? And he goes, oh, I could change that. And then he just didn't.
Can we change it still or no?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
That's dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. We have... make sure that you send your fantasy football questions into the email account that I haven't created yet.
fantasyboys@gmail.com.
We're going to see fantasyboys with a Z.
Yeah. Yes. See if that somebody make sure that that's available. We'll update you on the email later in the show. What I would like to talk about is...
Is fantasyboys.com available?
I'm going to guess, probably.
I'm
not.
I'm guessing it's taken, and I'm guessing it's filled with dicks.
That's the whole idea. We should, if it's available, we should definitely buy it. And then, well, you bought like a bunch of weird.
What was poop? What'd you buy?
I tried to buy poopsex.com. They wouldn't give it to me for less than $5,000.
What a business investment.
$5,000 for poopsex?
$5,000. I was like, this has been vacant for like a decade. I've been checking.
I'm so surprised that
$300 for it.
I'm so surprised that that's not filled up.
Poopsex? Yeah. I just
filled up.
It's two on the nose. And you can go with whatever you want. Like, I mean, X Hamster is a very popular one. And it makes no sense whatsoever. You can just do fucking...
As long as you got porn on there, people will show up.
Yeah. Free porn.
Poopsex.com.
I don't understand people still buying subscriptions unless you have, like, a crazy fetish.
Would poopsex... What would poopsex even involve? I mean, like,
like
I'm...
fucking a poop?
Are you physically... Is it the act of fucking a poop? Or is it a poop getting reinserted into your ass?
I think fucking it means, a butt with the poop?
I think it means different things for different individuals. It's whatever your heart feels.
Who's filleting
this? Like, really, like, terrible sex. You're like, oh, that's just poop. Like, disappointing sex is like poop sex.
It just, oh yeah, everybody, like a really like guy with a very specific fetish is all excited. He types in poopsex.com. It's just a bunch of people fucking missionary.
Poorly.
after 3 minutes.
We can tell chemistry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna come tonight. I'm sorry.
I tried to buy it because we were freshmen in high school, and this was back when like that was still like computers weren't. Like, every school had computers, but, like, we had just gotten laptops for the library, like, MacBooks. Mm-hmm. And so there was, like, a search block thing, like a site blocker.
Yeah.
Where it was called Bess, and it was, like, a dog. And it'd be, like, Bess says no. And then
Beth or Bess?
Bess. B-E-S-S.
Oh, Bess? I would think that would be, their mascot would be a cow.
Nope, it was a dog. And, One day, my buddy just somehow figured out how to bypass it, and we just had free reign to do whatever we want, and we're all like, okay, we've been waiting for this moment. What do we go to first? And, like, the weird kid in the back is like, poopsex.com. And nobody even second-guessed it. Everybody just went, yup. Typed it in. Like, domain not available.
That's a real...
Yeah, you're really wasting poopsex.
Yeah.
I think it would make a great, like, comedy website for me, so... Owners of poopsex.com. If you are listening to the Fantasy Boys podcast,
with a Z,
$300. That's the best I'll do. That's an Xbox.
That would be hilarious though. That every time you're doing like plugging something for comedy, they're gonna go
to poopsex.com.
Go to work. Dare you.
Our friend Chris Paul, who I have another podcast with, his Twitter handle is Cuck Army, and every time he's like, go to at Cuck Army. It's like spoken like a true cuck.
He should change that Cuck Army hammer.
And he just has an Indian guy bang his wife.
Tonto.
Oh, that's the only time a Lone Ranger the movie reference has been made in the past
in history. Yeah,
ever, actually. That was great. I love Johnny Depp because he's a fucking lunatic and just doesn't, like, Johnny Depp is what would happen if, like, any of us would have $500 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, ah, fuck it. I don't know. Like, I'm just gonna buy the fucking fossilized turd of Louis XVI and put it on display.
I just buy as many scarves and fucking wrist accessories as possible. That guy's over 50 years old. He spends more money on wrist accessories than anybody out there.
He's got
an image double. He's about to get AARP.
Wear the same wrist accessories twice. That's a faux pas.
The that blue is. One means you do anal.
That is a
faux pas. It's like when Oprah does all of her concern trolling for, like, the rainbow parties, like you were saying. It's just like a picture of Johnny Depp. Which level of Johnny Depp kind of a slut your kid is.
How long have we been podcasting now? 6 hours?
I think 17 minutes. Oh, 20.
Fantasy boys are on a roll right now.
Oh, yeah, we're rolling. We're real cooking, really cooking now, fantasy
boys.
We should have some sort of format to this. Everybody pick a sleeper pick for this week for fantasy football.
To be fair, hold on. What,
Kareem Hunt.
Before we do it, yeah.
No, that's already
Kareem Hunt.
Everybody's on to him already.
We're going to have a format for the next show. I just wanted to get this show out on the air before the
game. I'm anti-format. Let's just shoot the shit. Right from the hip.
We could do that too, but right, I want to have a couple of sports topics that we just riff off.
All right, give us a sports talk that we riff off of.
Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick is a backup quarterback in the NFL.
But he should have a job.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I fully agree. Like, it doesn't bother me that he takes knees. It doesn't bother me that players take knees. None of that. But, like, I, to a degree, get that you don't want
his
a backup
eyes.
Quarterback that's going to attract so much attention and take away from what the rest of the team's going to do.
His eyes are too close together.
You know what he looks like? You know the live-action Mario Brothers movie? The Koopas or whatever? Like, when they have the shrunken heads? Anyways,
he probably should have gotten a shot in New York. But I think they're just tanking. They don't give a fuck. Baltimore
Denver?
Probably should have given him a shot.
Denver would be the best possible scenario.
Houston?
See, Houston, they have a number one draft pick. Deshaun Watson's playing well tonight.
Yeah. That's before he had the afro. Like, pull up a picture of Colin Kaepernick with short hair. He has a tie. His head doesn't match like how.
He's got a weird hairline too.
Yeah,
he's got a giant schnoz.
Yes. Anyways, he could play for. He could play for. You're telling me that Colin Kaepernick is better than Andy Dalton?
This season Andy Dalton's been rough, but Andy Dalton has been solid for a couple of years now.
All right,
Andy Dalton's a bad example.
Scott Tolzien.
Yeah,
he
Scott
definitely Tolzien. Should be starting for. He should start for the Colts. He could start for Jacksonville. He could start for Denver. He could start for the Jets.
His skill set is on par with Trevor Siemian. Honestly, I think his Trevor Siemian is probably a better passer. Even he'd be like more accurate, at least, and his decision making is better. That's the Colin Kaepernick. He'll turn the ball over.
But he didn't last year. He in a shitty offense and a shitty team. He turned the ball over four times.
But like he's never had that great season. That year they went to the Super Bowl. That defense was insane. And you had Frank Gore, and he did okay. Like most of his game was built. Most of his game was built off of the option and running the ball, and that like NFL defenses have figured that out. You're not going to beat teams with the spread option or the option anymore.
You can't tell me he's not being black. He's being blackballed. He's straight up being blackballed, and that's what's so outrageous about it. Like they're not even pretending that he's not being blackballed, and he's being blackballed because of his stance, which is a very reasonable. Accepted stance from most of mainstream like media and publications and people in this country. Not most, because Donald Trump is a president, but a fair.
No,
fucking,
I think it's still.
If
a
he was better, he wouldn't. He would like the people would be angry at him. But if he was better, he would certainly be on a team. It's like Ray Rice would have gotten picked back up after we saw a video of him punching his wife if he didn't rush for 3.1 yards of carry for the two seasons before that.
But the point is,
he absolutely would have. I think the NFL does care more about winning. But if you're not going to bring those wins, if you're not that kind of transcendent talent, you know you're. you're not going to get picked up if you're going to bring that much extra shit to the table.
Yeah, but you can bring a lot of jersey sales because anyone that picks them up is going to get a ton of people that buy the jerseys, whether they just want to buy it to burn it or buy it to wear it. So they're going to be raking in money.
I mean, but you just said, all right, so Ray Rice. So basically, in the NFL's, like, there's no difference between Ray Rice and fucking Colin Kaepernick.
No, there's a huge difference.
I understand, but
there's huge difference. I'm talking about, like,
in the eyes of the NFL owners, there aren't.
He's like a really short guy. Like, they don't look the same. Like, there's a lot of differences.
It's true.
Tim Tebow didn't do anything wrong, but people didn't want Tim Tebow, even though he belonged on an NFL roster, because
no,
he brought that much. Tim Tebow belonged on an NFL roster.
No,
Tim
God
Tebow
said he didn't. God said he didn't.
God said he deserved to play
God
double-A baseball.
You can't tell me Blaine Gabbert was better.
Baseball.
You can't tell me that Blaine Gabbert was better than Tim Tebow. I refuse to believe that. So Tim Tebow was one of the best 64 quarterbacks available in the NFL at that time, and Tim Tebow got blackballed because he brought a lot of extra attention and baggage that people didn't want from a backup quarterback.
But
now, do I think Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed? Yes. But a lot of it has to do with, like, if his talent was better, people would be hesitant, but he would be on an NFL roster by far. Absolutely.
I think there's a lot more upside with him than with Tebow.
And I also think that Tebow brought some of that attention on himself, where Tebow was all about the brand, Tim Tebow. Like, that was a conscious decision to do all that shit about, like, God. And, like, he did marketing endorsements. And, like, it was all based on that. Colin Kaepernick hasn't said shit in a fucking year. You know what I mean?
How Tim Tebow sucks a fucking mean dick.
But, like, Tim Tebow walked the walk. Like, he absolutely marketed it and put it to the forefront. But how many stories have you ever heard about Tim Tebow being a dick from anybody? It's nothing but glowing reviews for that dude from anybody except for fans who are like, fuck this.
I guarantee you the people in that locker room fucking hated Tim Tebow.
Everybody I've ever heard talk about Tim Tebow has nothing but positive things to say about Tim Tebow.
Yeah, but it's the way you talk about someone that you don't really want to be around. You're just like, yeah, he's a nice guy.
That's
really
like spiders,
like
cool.
But, yeah. Thanks for the french fries.
I'm kidding.
And he's not spider anymore. He's raccoon ceiling boy.
Oh, yeah. I missed it,
too. You missed
it.
You guys both missed it.
Yeah.
Before
never
the show
fucking
tonight,
live that down.
There was a raccoon in the ceiling here, and it was like falling through all the ceiling tiles, and it like one of the tiles almost hit Spider in the head, but he dodged it. Credit where it's due.
Did the raccoon fall through? Was there a raccoon?
It was like falling through, but it was like hanging on, and then Vince Chuck, who like hangs out and does comedy once in a while, like Wednesday goes and grabs a garbage can and is like poking it with a broom trying to knock it into the garbage can.
Knocking down more tiles.
And Lawhorn, yeah, like tiles are like flying down. They're still all over the place in there. And like they're all like disheveled. And Josh Lawhorn's just like screaming like, RACCOON!
God damn, I'm sad I missed this.
It was so great. It was so great.
What happened with the raccoon?
It's still there.
Fuck yes.
Oh, no.
Squatter's rights.
Yeah, the raccoon.
My brother hit a raccoon.
Yeah.
With his car, $3,400 worth of damage.
You?
My brother.
Hit one?
Hit a raccoon driving, $3,400 in damage.
How?
Ripped open his radiator.
Was it like a... It was a raccoon.
A raccoon made
of diamonds.
Was it Iron Man raccoon?
I don't know. $3,400. His bumper came off.
Was his car already like falling apart, and then he hit a raccoon?
It's a
damn
nice Fast and the Furious wannabe race car kind of car.
Well, so it was like an inch off the ground.
No, he didn't actually. He didn't do anything aftermarket to it. It's just like it's one of those golf, those VW golfs.
Yeah.
Can we put one of those like furry tails on it? Like if you're like in the furry community, you hang a animal tail off the back of your trunk or your license plate. I've seen it a lot of times. So let's put a raccoon tail on it.
So you drive around with something advertising that you like to fucking mascot costume.
Yeah. Which mascot would you fuck if you had the fucking mascot?
Oh, Philly Fanatic.
First of all,
yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, the Philly Fanatic.
It's what Slimer's.
Who's got
based
the chicken?
On.
I want to fuck that chicken.
The San Diego chicken?
Yeah.
San Diego chicken.
Fuck that San Diego chicken.
The Phoenix Suns gorilla, because he was the best at the dunk contest.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
That's a sexy mascot.
However,
what about that crazy
Benny the Bull?
with that
amazing
crazy-eyed fucking Spurs coyote. You know that thing's a freak, right?
That's true. Well, Philly Fanatic is
he's green.
Yeah, well, he's green. See that little horn? You see that horn thing? That can suck, too.
I'll shoot that tongue up your asshole, too.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I hope some people from Philly listen to this and like, that's blasphemy. You don't fuck the Philly Fanatic's nose.
Don't you talk shit about our Philly baseball Fanatic monster.
No, no.
That's what Slider is.
I know.
Slider's a party animal. He's a party animal.
Slider is basically like a total ripoff of the Philly Fanatic.
Right. Because they were like, well, let's have Tonto. Wow.
He high-fived my kid, and then as he walked away, he was like, to me. And I'm like, you just hugged my kid. And now you're air humping. Like,
who's Slider?
He could have winked. He would have winked.
Oh, Slider? I bet you Slider's a fucking...
He said hi to my kid and like hugged my kid, and then as he was walking away, he was like...
Slider has a boner in that fucking
costume.
I'm just
imagining that he was winking. I don't know.
Slider's completely naked in the costume the whole time.
When we were 9 years old, he leaned in and he kissed my buddy, like made like a kissing noise. My buddy pushed him and called him a fag. We're 9 years old.
What was the name of the polar bear that the pants had for a while?
What was
Whammer.
It? Yeah, it was Whammer. Whammer, one time Whammer did like a backflip. I was at a game one time, and the fucking mask fell off. And like, I ran and picked it up and ran off the floor. It was
That's like terrifying to kids. They're like, what?
Oh, yeah. They had
Whammer.
That moon. Do they still have Moondog?
Yeah, they have Moondog. And Sir Cece.
Moondog. Sir Cece.
Sir Cece's a dumb name. Moondog, if you know what it means, makes sense.
It's like the Moondog coronation bullshit.
Moondog gave
The guy who coined the phrase rock and roll.
Yeah.
Alan Freed, his nickname was Moondog.
Oh, okay.
Moondog.
What a specific.
Rock and roll.
What a, like, what an Easter egg for a mascot.
Yeah, right? That's a deep cut.
Yeah. That'd be like the Ben Franklin mascot being named after a founding father like to fuck prostitutes. I don't know. That wasn't really a deep.
Yeah, you know where you're going with that one.
But that, I like how that one's so deep, and then Sir Cece just like, oh, because there's a C that starts like Cleveland and Cavalier.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What else is it?
The shitty pizza joint.
Oh, it is a delicious pizza.
Oh,
joint.
Oh, it's adequate at.
It is a value pizza joint with decent pizza.
That's all I need. I am
decent.
I'll take a metric fuck ton of something all right over a tiny bit of something amazing.
I mean,
take me to a fancy restaurant. All I'm doing is complaining about portion sizes.
Man, I did this thing years ago. Where it was like, it's called Dinner with Friends, and it was this like hipster chef trying to like raise money to start a restaurant, and they brought out all the entrees, and it was such garbage. It was like early days of like the Detroit Shoreway where they're still trying to like put stuff there, and like I'm eating all this food, and I'm staring across the street, and I'm like the Mr. Heroes right there. I'm like, I just want to go there. Just go there the whole time. They brought out like a piece of birthday cake with like ham water all over it, like these little tiny cubes.
Ham
and I'm
water.
Like, I swear to God, it's like a ham glaze, and I'm just like furious. This is like a 35. Yes, and that was like one of the entrees. This is like a $35 meal. I was so fucking angry. And the whole idea was like you're supposed to sit there and like network with everybody else around, and I was just like, I don't like any of you. I don't want to know any of you. Anyone that thinks is okay is wrong. So mad.
Mr. Hero. The Mr. Hero curse, by the way. Who's the new Mr. Hero supposed to be this year?
I think it's still Hugh.
It's cursed, man. Who was it before him?
I think they've done coaches like the past.
Wasn't it Hartline and...
Oh, Brian Hartline.
Hoyer.
Fuck Brian Hartline.
And Bearjaw?
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that I can remember.
Brian Hartline can fucking suck my cock. Fuck that guy. I remember last year when Terrell Pryor was having a fucking career year as a guy that never played wide receiver, and Brian Hartline would shout to anybody that would listen, like, he's not that good. It's like, yeah, you're out of the NFL, you fucking white fuck.
who was the guy? Oh, okay. That's what you're looking for, maybe. Who's the guy from. He was from here, and he's a white wide receiver.
Jervishes, Joe
Jervishes. Yeah.
He was good. He got staph infection.
Everybody got staph infection.
We won 10 games, but everybody got staph infection.
Yeah, Kellen Winslow's right ball blew up to the size of a basketball. For real.
That's crazy.
That was where his staph infection was.
Running them nuts.
Running them fantasy boy nutsack.
No, it's not working. No, sometimes it's weird. Just try it again.
I'm learning so much about Cleveland.
Yeah.
There you go.
We have a lot of things going on.
Yep, a whole bunch of shit. Do you know people actually used to live here?
People are trying to come back. Now it's expensive to buy some houses.
It's just all fucking weird, like suburbs. Mm-hmm. Our TV market's actually pretty enormous. It's like right behind Miami.
Yeah, because it encompasses the Akron and Canton area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think Canton.
Yeah, Canton. It's Akron, Canton. Yeah. It's like 2.5 million people or something like that. It's like top 10 or top 15.
Akron's 30 million away. Or 30 miles away.
Yeah.
I think it's 17 or 18.
Is it? No shit.
Yeah.
I hate Akron. I have to drive to Akron to work every day. And it's the worst city in America. Sorry, Akron. Fuck you.
Way worse.
I always
like
Akron.
Yes.
Every time I go to Akron, I like Akron.
Youngstown is way worse than
Painesville.
Akron's not even the worst city in Ohio.
Painesville is so unattractive.
Well, you just have to go there.
I hate
the
east side.
The whole east side?
Painesville, Menor.
Willoughby School.
Menor's not too bad.
Willoughby's all right. Why are there...
Cool too, has Menor on the lake.
Inexplicably, there's like a bunch of young people that live in Willoughby. There's a college there.
Because it's a great city. They have a cool downtown. It's not that far from downtown here.
That's how Willoughby is, though.
It's fucking great.
I don't know anybody that lives on the east side, though.
I know a lot of people that live on the east side.
I know a few.
I still got a lot of family that lives in Euclid.
I try to like stay in Lakewood for the most part. My agoraphobia prevents me from exploring Cleveland.
Why are you scared of the agora? It's a nice place to go see a concert.
Because I went to a Juggalo Halloween party there one time.
All right, that's
true
a
story.
Oh,
I really did.
Wait, I thought Mushroom did this show every Halloween.
It was like before Halloween.
Aren't all Juggalo parties Halloween parties?
That's true. It really is.
Spider, yes.
How does a Juggalo have a Halloween party?
Well, it was like a Halloween themed like festival thing, and
they dress like normal people.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah.
Did they?
So, like, former comic and friend of the show, I guess. Joe Whalen.
I saw that coming.
He's officially done doing comedy?
I think so. I saw him recently, at, like, walking past a bar, and I went out and talked to him. And I was like, happy to see you, buddy. He has a lovely girlfriend now, and they moved into a house, so...
Good he food. Doesn't live with his parents anymore. No shit.
He's...
Ish.
Joe Whalen's doing better than you.
Not true.
Dude, where do you live?
I live with my parents.
Okay.
But, like...
We'll let that one sit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live with my parents.
That's all right, buddy. Yeah, but he's doing fine. But anyway, so yeah, Joe Whalen invited us to do like comedy there for some reason. And it was opening up for a bunch of bands. It's always a good idea to have a comic over.
I was there with
bands.
You.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember where they were like setting up? They were like tuning their fucking shit while we were doing. And they, every time somebody would do a joke, they go, but
there's like nobody there. It was a horrible turnout to the entire event.
Oh, yeah.
It was in the gigantic room and like. It was.
And I got ripped.
Had to really try.
Oh yeah, and I got ripped off on like an acid deal. It was.
I bought that acid too, and then never took it. I didn't trust it.
Yeah. Well,
I have some mushrooms that someone gave me, like in a capsule, and I still haven't taken them because I'm just nervous.
People can't really fuck with mushrooms.
Yeah,
there would be a serious act of maliciousness.
I think they'll be fine. Like I kind of trust the guy. Like he's a dude that I've met a few times, but like. I don't know, like, I did mushrooms once, and it was fun, and then I got really sick afterwards.
No,
I just don't really want to do it again.
Just to throw up a bunch?
Yeah. Is that how it always is?
Not for me.
Sometimes.
It is food poisoning. What gives you the highs, is that you do get food
you're dying.
Poisoning.
Your body is dying.
Well, that's what every drug is you're poisoning your body.
That's true. I guess fair point.
All right, so who's your sleeper pick of the week?
Oh, my sleeper. Ryan. Oh, that's right. This is a sports podcast.
Yeah.
let's see. My sleeper pick of the week. Let's pull up the lines here, everybody.
Are we picking teams? Or are we picking fantasy players?
We are fantasy boys.
We're the fantasy boys.
I guess we should pick fantasy players,
right?
There
should be something to do with fantasy.
Yeah. My sleeper
fantasy is that ESPN stands up for Jamel Hill.
I can't believe that. Do you guys know who Clay Travis is?
Clay Travis, no.
Oh my God, you know Clay Travis. Yeah. Fuck Clay Travis. Fuck him Clay with a concrete fucking 2 liter. I fucking hate that piece of
Clay
shit.
Clayface from Batman?
He should be. He is a big race baiting piece of shit who initially started off the whole, like, he's on a diatribe against ESPN, which, by the way, no fucking corporate monolith company that appeals to everybody wants to be political at all. It's not like there's no liberal bias to fucking ESPN. They want to be as least offensive as fucking anything. But like the opposite of that. So then
as a member of the actual media, I do get our liberal talking points every day in our email.
That's true. Oh, they do send it to you?
Oh, okay. Talk about so that we can, you know, spout our liberal claptrap.
If you play your show backwards, you can hear yourself say, abortion is great.
Play forward, you can hear us say that.
But anyway, yeah. So Clay Travis did this whole diatribe about ESPN. Basically was the one that was chiding. He was the one that brought up that Robert Lee story that came out a couple of weeks ago that ESPN overreacted to, and like just which is
oh
stupid.
The one where right. The announcer was named Robert
which is dumb
Lee.
Which is
so
dumb.
Nobody would pay attention to that
exactly, but so they're so terrified. They've been like fucking trumping this up in on every other platform about how it's a liberal bias that ESPN is so terrified that like they'll lose one extra person because everybody's cutting their cords and their viewership is down, not because of their liberal bias, but because it's 2017
and
I'm not gonna watch
sucks.
All the shit.
It,
that
it
too
sucks.
Exactly,
it's so boring.
Exactly,
show me highlights.
Exactly,
that's all I want, and they don't show you highlights anymore,
which
like, you don't get to watch. Like I want to turn ESPN on, and I liked when I miss ESPN News when it was just like highlight after highlight. It was a half an hour and they're just showing you the best parts of all the games, and that's all it was. And now it's always storylines and drama and shit like that. And I just don't care.
30 for 30 is good.
Those are
I just watched that Year of the Scab one.
But
that was yeah.
But like in the morning if I'm watching ESPN, I don't need to watch dudes going back and forth explaining. I don't need Stephen A. Smith screaming about Kevin Durant's shoes and stuff like that. I don't give a fuck.
No, I'm with you.
I just want to watch the highlights. That's all I in because there's so many ways to get them now. I don't need ESPN, so I just go on to Twitter and check out the top plays.
Well, sports are interesting in that, like, society is interesting. Like, within every fucking interaction in it is, like, can
there's
be...
layers.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole... their whole, like, bland fucking product is that embrace debate shit, like, with, like, here's this ridiculous point. Here's this ridiculous point that I don't mean.
And they're
just
standing behind it.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Skip Bayless' whole career is based on being a contrarian.
Yeah.
And it's so boring to me because I know that he's just trying to find a way to defend the unpopular opinion.
Exactly. And so Clay Travis and Fox Sports in general, being that they are a smaller avenue, I mean, like, as a business-wise, I guess it's a good decision, right?
Because now people are not watching anymore and giving up on it.
But, like, they're giving up on it. So, as a desperate ploy, they said, hey, half the country voted for Trump. Why don't we go full-out conservative and launch this fucking thing to do it? So they pushed that whole Jemele Hill thing.
So,
yeah.
And their competitors,
it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, objectively, Jemele. Objectively, I don't watch... That's the thing. I don't even fucking watch that show.
Nobody
but
does.
It makes me... Exactly. But it just makes me mad in principle.
What does it have to do with Clay?
What's that?
What does this have to do with Clay?
Clay
should have lost.
He was the one.
Or he should have beat. Or he shouldn't have beaten Ruben.
And he should have won that U.S. House of Representatives seat.
Yeah.
But so, I think that right, she got the whole thing that she got in trouble for was saying that Donald Trump is a white supremacist, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, objectively, he is, right? Who can
I wouldn't say you can fully call him a white supremacist, but he panders to white supremacists and doesn't denounce white supremacists.
So what's
I don't
the
think
difference,
he
then?
Is a white supremacist. I think he's an opportunist, and
I'm not a, which is exactly what Clay Travis is. I'm not a Nazi, but, like, they vote for
me. They
play on TV. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't like Nazis, but, you know. I mean, like, what, that's a fucking, so at what point
do you distinguish? But he's a white supremacist
sympathizer.
Exactly. So then you're sympathizing with their, what their causes are, so then how are you not that?
And how is it any different than all the Fox News and conservative pundits calling Obama a
Muslim
and a terrorist and all this shit?
Terrorist fist bump.
Yeah. And you're also supposed to be the side that's like not worried about being PC and being able to have freedom of speech, and that's like the hypocrisy of all of it is what drives me fucking insane.
And it all culminated with yesterday the White House press secretary saying publicly, a public institution calling on a private institution to fire an individual based on their criticism of the president.
That's bullshit.
Exactly.
That's fascism.
That's absolute bullshit.
Absolute fascism. That was what all these people that are like fake on the Clay Travises and Fox Sports Radio of the world, who always, I'm free speech absolutist. They shouldn't have fired Kurt Schilling because he was saying that Muslims are Nazis or whatever. That's his right of free speech or whatever. But the White House wasn't calling on Kurt Schilling to get fired.
Right.
That's what the first men, and they'll be the first ones to tell you, well, it's a private, they'll be the first ones to tell you that you should fire all these football players for kneeling because it's a private institution. It's a business that can run their country. Or
right,
their, well, this is a public institution that's calling on a firing.
This is like Jemele Hill.
I'm absolutely with you on that.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely with you on that.
Fucked up. Fuck you, people. I don't know. Fuck sports media, basically.
Right.
We're the Fantasy Boys are the fucking alternative to that shit.
Fantasy Boys will bring you the truth.
We're through the looking glass now, people.
We don't even talk that much about fantasy.
It's just a fantasy. It's
it is a misleading name.
More the fantasy is fantasize that we talked about something better. Fantasize that this was a good podcast.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about that hard.
Mm. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
All right, man. So I think go pick up that dude from the Bears. That's a good pickup.
What's his name? Tell us his name.
I don't know, like Cohen?
Yeah. Tariq? Tarek?
Tarek, yeah, something like that.
I picked up that wide receiver from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
I paid him on my other league.
What's his name? Gilligan? Gilliard?
Kenny Galladay.
Galladay.
This is the best football, fantasy football advice.
Galladay. Galladay.
I like Kenny. They were raving about him in preseason, too. And, like, they are without many options. They're trying to run Golden Tate out of the slot. Like, more so on the edge, you got that. What's his name?
That's also like
Marvin Jones.
Offense that just throws the ball constantly.
Why don't they have a good running back?
Abdullah
they picked him pretty high, but he's been injury prone, and like he's got a lot of upside. And then you got Theo Riddick behind him. I don't know. They've had offensive line injuries. That first round pick from Ohio State, what's his name? Taylor Decker.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
out. They're trying to start that Greg Robinson from Auburn that got picked like second overall.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, he's like starting left tackle now. Their offensive line has never been 100% like surefire. Plus, you got fucking Matt Stafford. You got a dome, and you got Matt Stafford. So, just fucking dial it up
and
go downfield. You had Megatron for a while,
but they've got it.
And they've been missing that big presence. And Bolden was pretty good last year at it.
Yeah, he had a good a lot of red zone touchdowns and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who are they playing this week? Because I think they have a good matchup against them.
Monday night versus the Giants.
That's a tough team.
Yeah, they actually improved their secondary quite a bit. They got that Janoris Jenkins kid.
Eli Apple.
And then that Landon Collins, the safety out of Alabama.
Yeah.
He's nasty. Apparently he just really turned it on last year. And when I watch games, like he definitely seemed like a obvious playmaker, game changer type.
See, I like them as a team. I just will never pick them to get past the wild card round because their fucking coach is. I thought you were talking about the Lions. I was going to say their coach is Jim Caldwell, who perpetually looks like somebody stole his cheeseburger.
Ben McAdoo's a fucking creepy looking dude.
Yeah, he looks like a like that, fucking
you are step TV. You gotta make some changes. He's creepy as shit.
He changed.
He looks like he wears those strappy dad sandals.
Yeah. See, Well, he changes.
I've always heard mandals.
He changed his haircut this year, and he slicked it back to look, and he looks more like
Pat Riley.
Patlert Riley or
Coach from Mighty Ducks too.
Fucking what's his name?
The Iceland coach.
Wolf Stanton.
No,
Wolf
or
the dentist Stanton.
Matt, not Matt Damon. Who's in Something About Mary?
Matt Dillon.
Oh, Matt Dillon. Yeah, it looks like Matt Dillon from Something About. That's but like right. He had his stupid haircut last year, and he looked like Laurel from Laurel and Hardy. He had a mustache and shit like that. I tweeted it. I'll tweet it out on the fucking on the thing.
Fantasy Boys.
Yeah, the Fantasy Boys.
No, that's available on Twitter.
Yeah.
With a Z.
It's Fantasy Boys with a Z. Yeah, well.
I'll call this shit up.
Yeah. I will.
Are we spelling it B-O-Y-Z or B-O-I-Z?
We could B-O-I-Z.
Whatever
probably will. Yeah.
Can we spell Fantasy, F-A-N-T-A-S-E-E?
We can spell however you want.
With a silent H at the end of it.
That's like it's so hard for Joel to find it.
Put a few underscores. Search engine optimization.
And then like the intro song could be Bosty Plane. Yeah, so those are two. Brian, you gave your pick, right?
I did not.
Oh, who's your pick?
So you need Tariq Cohen, and my pick is going to be Corey Coleman.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he got taken in a lot of leagues.
I think he's a sleeper pick to start.
Yeah. Against who are we playing this week?
If we're talking about like Baltimore. Sleeper Baltimore. Pickups is what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
In that case, Charles Clay.
Who's Charles?
The tight end for the Bills.
Clay.
I think he gets a lot of use in that offense, and I think that they're kind of hurting for options at this point. Yeah. He's been a good red zone target for a while.
Yeah. Who's their coach?
The Bills.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck me.
He's like a bald guy.
It's not Rex Ryan. So who's after Rex Ryan?
I can't remember.
By the way, I like the liberal bias of ESPN when they had Rex Ryan and brought back fucking Hank Williams fucking Jr. for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, but they had a lady announcer. That's something we should talk about. People freaking the fuck out because there's a lady. That's another one where like, I'm not a misogynist, but I don't want to hear the lady talking about football. Well, I'm trying to get away from women while I'm watching football. Fucking take it easy.
Sucks, but not because she's a lady.
But who's good at that? Like, who cares?
Yeah,
like, I never listen to a game and go, this person's great. Like, even when people are like,
Chris fucking Spielman. He's the best goddamn football announcer there is.
When people are like, oh, I hate Buck, what's his name?
Joe Buck sucks. Too.
Joe Cuck?
Yeah, he does suck, but I don't care. I'm just watching football. I don't care. Like, I don't expect, like, when they're good, especially TV guys aren't as good as radio guys because radio guys have to say so much more. They have to paint the picture. So, like, when
you're not infuriated by Chris Collinsworth?
No, because I don't care what Chris Collinsworth
is. No, this guy is a real competitor. He's going to,
He's just trying to fill time. I literally...
I'd be cool if they didn't have announcers at all, to be honest with you.
Or they
Chris
had,
Spielman
like...
for every single
like,
game.
They tried to have Dennis Miller...
Oh yeah, babe. Ah, oh, he's running the rock through his line like Sisyphus up the hill, babe.
Gus Johnson too. I love Gus Johnson. I would watch like soccer is a lot better with Gus Johnson.
But I'm also
when he did MMA with Strikeforce, that was amazing.
I'm so used
I love Gus Johnson.
Who's it? Who's always ends up calling the Browns games? It's like
Doug Deacon.
No.
Oh, Solomon Wilcox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like the bar's pretty low.
Yeah.
Like, you hear that, and, like, Vinny Testaverde or whatever, I don't know.
Vinny Testicle.
It's just, like, they... If you hear, like, the local games, like, and you don't have a team that gets the spotlight on the regular basis, you're just like, at least we get to watch a game with, like, people...
I really like when they had Bernie Kosar.
Oh, my God, I love Bernie.
Well, he looks like he's rolling through the line like my wife rolled through all my cash.
He would say great things, and he would make great observations, like, once a game, where he would just, like, call out the formation and be, like, in... this is the exact right play they have to play, and they're going to score a touchdown. And then they would, and you'd be like, yep. And then you go right back to like, bleh. He's you have like one like real lucid moment per game.
He's most of the time drunk, and for all of the time, he is punch drunk. He's like a power puncher boxer that was just horrible at defense.
He's like
just 8 punches over and over and over again.
He's like
now
that,
his brain is destroyed, and I hope he's okay.
He's like that guy. You ever see Death to Smoochie?
I love that movie.
You know the boxer.
It's a
that
cock.
They kill? Like Smoochie.
Yeah.
It's Bert Kozar. That is a
Bernie,
great.
You are
fucking...
always welcome to be a
yes. Please, yeah. You can come on anytime. You're a legend. I love you, Bernie. I just think that you're kind of funny.
I
want
to hear Tony Romo call a game. I was watching.
I heard he was
he
good.
Was just like rattling off what play they were about to run before they ran.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
Run to the left. Run to the left. Yeah, knew exactly watch. What they were doing.
That's funny.
He.
I always liked Tony Romo.
I did too. He got way too much shit. Fuck Cowboy fans, man.
Right. Well, people will shit on him, but it's like he was a dude that had to live up to all this pressure because he was. Out of nowhere.
He was
just
fucking
like,
Jessica Simpson in her prime. He's a goddamn
absolutely.
Hero.
Absolutely. He was put into this situation and played well for all these years. He didn't get it. He didn't get him over the hump, but he was a decent quarterback, yeah, well, man.
Through no fault of his own, too, his last two playoff appearances. He played fucking great against Green Bay. They should have won that game. That was a catch by fucking Dez.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
and that was the championship game, wasn't
yeah.
it? Or no, it was the two-go to the championship game.
But he was really good, and he was also, wasn't he undrafted? Or like,
mm-hmm.
like
he went
so
to like
for
a,
to have him, to have that career and be undrafted, I would have loved
absolutely.
A quarterback like that on the Browns. We can't even get someone to make it through a fucking season.
DeShone Kizer, man, he's the truth.
I love DeShone Kizer. I was very impressed. And yeah, he's getting rid of the ball faster, but that's
a sleeper
tough.
Pick. He could score some points this week.
Yeah. He could.
He
Baltimore.
Could, he's a threat to run for a touchdown. He's a threat to throw a touchdown.
Dude, Baltimore's going to win fucking 6 games this year. Baltimore is terrible.
Cincy's real bad. Jesus.
Yeah, did that game
they lost.
They lost again tonight.
They were 6-point favorites. How is that possible?
I
know it's at home.
I was really rooting for them because we have the first and second round pick of the,
like
the Texans.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
The Texans that's right.
More,
though. I sure should.
Maybe. I don't know. That their division's pretty
no,
weak.
Don't drop.
I'll tell you what, who's going to win that division? Jacksonville. Their defense, is fucking
you don't
unreal.
Think Tennessee?
No, I think Jacksonville. I think Tennessee and Jacksonville will both make the playoffs.
That's a Dick LeBeau defense.
Both.
I think Tennessee, here, mark it down. This is week, going into week 2.
Balls on right. the table.
Balls up, wait.
Fantasy balls.
Zip. That's how long it took my balls to reach the table.
I've got big balls.
I've got big balls. Tennessee and Jacksonville both make the playoffs.
Huh. I'd love it if this wasn't even recording this whole time.
I'd be really pissed if that's not true.
Bunch of morons playing fantasy boys.
Fantasy boys.
That's my fucking ball.
We need a
table.
Drop. We need like a bunch of different voices.
Yeah, we'll do
I'll
all the shit.
That.
Fantasy boys.
This is just we just need to get this out. This is our inaugural.
Miles to make us something.
It's our fucking inaugural episode, people.
Yeah.
And yeah,
an inward episode.
We're almost at an hour right now, actually. So,
yeah, we did it. We did an hour of mild sports talk.
That's all we need.
Goddamn tribe.
Oh yeah,
goddamn tribe. The
they're going to fucking win the World Series this year, and I am
team
confident.
Of destiny.
Mark it down.
When do they lose a game?
Never. They're running the table, motherfuckers.
For real, though. How many? What win streak are they gonna bring?
After
the Giants? What's the fucking deal with that? The New York Giants win streak, and why doesn't that count?
Because they tied one game, I guess.
But then they fully replayed it like the next day.
Yeah.
So it should still count. So 26 is the
it
record.
Is. They'll sweep the Royals, but then they have an off day, and I bet they lose because then
after
they have to
the
go. Yeah, because then they have to fly to the West Coast, and like after an off day, they're gonna lose. Who cares though? They're going to lose eventually. It's fine. They should lose at least once before the playoffs start.
Right, but if they win...
But they are calling that 1916 decision a tie. Like, I don't fully understand why you even bring up the tie.
Yeah.
if they fully discredited the game.
The full truth of it is nobody really cares about records from fucking
1960.
Yeah.
There's so many, like, I really think that the actual MLB wins record might be the, like, through a career for a pitcher, Cy Young's win record is the,
like,
ultimate
500
511.
Yeah.
Five, you could throw 25 wins in a season. You can throw, you can win all those games for 20 years straight and be 11 wins short.
Yeah. They used to
nobody
throw,
ever hits 25.
And they
that's
used to
the
throw
most
like,
insane
like,
statistic.
Like 45 miles an hour. Too,
nobody hits 20 anymore. Like that's an amazing season if you get 20. Well, but that used to be way more regular because guys used to throw more games.
Yeah, they'd pitch like they'd throw fucking 300 pitches in a game.
Yeah. And then they pitch again on 3 days rest.
Yeah, they just rub some fucking nerve tonic on your
how
arm,
are you able
put some leeches
that?
On you, and then you
how,
can you'll be all good to go.
You didn't have
that?
To throw the ball to
plus,
black people.
Well, that too, and plus they only threw like 60 miles an hour, man. I was watching.
I don't think it's black. I think it's Latino people.
Well, minorities. You didn't have to.
Yeah. Anybody but white people.
Yeah, you kind of strike out a bunch of hayseeds. It's not that hard.
When you're swinging, when you're warming up with a pitchfork,
and they're all fucking methed out, like they would all take like speed, like old fashioned tonic speed back in those days.
Maul says I's got to hit 15 home runs, or else she can't get her laudanum for the month.
Imagine sitting down at a bar and having a conversation with Ty Cobb.
They used to pay them in ice blocks. We got this newfangled refrigeration.
Yeah, it's like back in those days, it's not the same game at all anymore. Like, not even close. And that's one of the things that when people get all shitty, like, hey, they're making all this money, they should just do what they're supposed to
good.
Do.
Good.
Yeah, if you could do what they did, then you could make that money.
If
they're
the market.
Like the top fucking athletes in the world. I mean, Brian was an athlete, and he still sucks compared to them.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. But I'm also a lot of times not as on the side of athletes as everybody is. Like, I don't think that college football players.
No, I know. Right. You're like, if we had a term for it, you're the Uncle Tom of athletes.
There's plenty of people just like me. I don't think that you can, like, I don't think you can do it.
I think college players should get paid more than NFL players.
The vast majority of colleges are having the rest of the student body have, like, an athletics fee where they. There's like five programs in the country that could afford to actually pay their players.
I came up with a term. You're the cousin Chad of athletics.
I don't get that one.
That's like being an, yeah. I just made it up.
Cousin Chad.
Cousin Chad is.
You're a self-hating athlete.
No, I felt like the free education was a lot.
Free education is huge. I just think.
Yeah,
they just throw something so the people
eerie,
learn something. And then be able to make money off your own name. I think that's.
Erie College isn't making. Didn't get a $750 million donation from their boosters because Johnny Manziel fucking played a good season one time.
Yeah, but it's not like people privately got wealthy off of that money. It, like, that money was reinvested into the school. They started, you know, new programs,
what?
And then they funded the rest
guarantee
of the athletic
Guarantee you
program.
Private people got. Yeah, the Board of fucking Regents got fucking rich on that money.
No, they didn't pocket it. It's all back into the school endowment.
That is so untrue. Right, so corruption never happens at any giant institution ever, anywhere, where they just like.
Well, also those kids are totally getting paid, so.
Right. Then just let them
fair.
Be paid. Then stop busting them on it.
Exactly.
That's all you gotta do. Stop busting.
I'd say like let's not lean into the fucked upness of college football and let's try and actually fix things and make it so these kids can get the education.
I think
that one kid from fucking Cal or UCLA was talking about how it's hard to be a quarterback and go to school and there's certain classes I couldn't take. Let's try and change that. Let's try and go around kids' class schedules and make sure that they get the education and really try and help these kids to have something but football instead of going, all this kid can fucking do is football.
That's fair. So how about this? If you are drafted...
Never ending... Like, they changed it to where these guys' meal plans aren't capped so they can get as much food as possible. That is now allowed. I'm all for that. All
right.
Yeah, they should be doing, like, some kind of, like, bank where they're, like, allowed to, like, put money away until they're a certain age or whatever.
Can I get
another
Miller Lite?
Like, they don't get paid for any of that shit, and then they're on, like, video games and stuff like that. Like, they're using their likeness.
See, I'm okay with shutting that down. They did shut that down. They shut down...
But jerseys they haven't.
I'm okay with shutting that down too.
Let them have something to like pull from at some point in their life.
Imagine what that would do to kids. Imagine
what if they're
number
not
one.
Good one day. Like what if they're what if they don't?
Then they have
a
college education.
That's it. That's all they've got.
That's a lot, a free college education.
Not,
I mean, how many of us out here are trying to repay student loans? I mean, I didn't have them in college, but I got them in grad school.
Yeah, but then it's like...
You're the most highly educated of all of
us. Yeah, really, you have a master's.
You live with your mom.
That's true.
You did for a long time, too, you son of a bitch.
I know, but I didn't go to college. Like, I'm way exceeding,
I chose to avoid the MBA type of jobs. Fuck that noise. I want to never use my MBA. But
good thing you got it.
But what I'm saying is they're only getting college education out of it, which obviously is a lot.
You're really,
it's an expensive thing. To
you're really bad at marketing, too. Like, for you to have gone to school for it.
I don't like it.
You're the worst at it, like, of everyone.
I don't like it.
How about this? How about if you're recruited by a school, no matter what you do, you can't fail out. You have to graduate. They have to do whatever it takes to fucking...
Yeah.
People who are educating them more incentive, more like the coaches more incentive to like get them to actually go to class and shit. They don't care about that. They care about them just.
Yeah. No, I'm waiting
on
with you. I think
medical attention.
I don't think it's right. The highest paid state employee in Ohio is Urban Meyer. Especially.
I know, especially when they lost.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
I know exactly.
What a fucking loser.
Fuck Ohio State. My fandom of Ohio State. Only correlates directly with how good the Indians, Cavs, or Browns are doing. So they lost. I was like, I don't care.
So when Cleveland teams are doing well, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck about Ohio State.
I don't really care.
I like Big Ten football, but I have no actual emotional investment in Ohio State football whatsoever.
I just like
people who do, man.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh yeah,
really into it.
And most
especially when they don't go to.
Yeah, exactly. Never
like,
set
yeah,
a foot
like
on a college campus.
Like a book guy said, to did you go to Ohio State? No.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I went to Bowling Green.
It's really
well, that's the thing, but they're college football is objectively evil. They're indentured servants. Every single one of them.
That's. I kind of agree with you. I think they should get some money. Like they might not be. Like they can't spend it now. They should be able to have like an account
but
that
you
they
know
can
that,
from later on.
Or you know what all that the rest of that money
bit
goes
bit
to? Like, the,
yeah,
do you think that women's
field hockey?
Yeah, do you think field hockey pulls in any sort of money whatsoever that
yeah,
they
but
could
do
actually
we really
fund their
need
program?
Field hockey, like
no, I'm saying as much as it's like popular. Like if we're watching those games and people are freaking out, and that's like a televised national thing.
Or
then, yeah, women's field hockey. Yeah. Nobody's paying attention.
Okay,
to that, so that's a difference.
Have
what
the
we
NFL
all do is start paying attention to field hockey.
Then make the NFL make your 18-year-olds eligible to go into the NFL. Then, or make like an NFL minor league. Or make an NFL minor league.
I'm all for the NFL.
I would that too.
Yeah. Minor league. Yeah.
It's not fair. You can't.
I hate how everybody's so fixated on all these people that have these awesome things and wondering if they're treated fair, like professional athletes and how much money they're making. Like, I just...
The market
I root for institutions. I don't give a fuck about any of these individual players at all.
The market set their price, right?
I care more about the people, because I'm a human.
I'm not a cog in a machine, Brian.
Yeah, I don't care about the
institutions. USA.
Fuck tradition. I hate tradition.
Yeah,
tradition, colors, the city of Cleveland. That's all I care about.
The city of Cleveland. Colors?
Brown and orange.
Oh.
You could change the name of the Browns to the Cleveland Butt Lickers, and I'd be like, let's do it. I'll be there.
Sure.
I'd probably be more excited about it.
Be super excited about that.
The Browns, I'm going to say it. Like, the colors are terrible, and I hate the name.
I love that our colors suck, and I miss that we don't have a grass field. I miss that our stadium isn't called Cleveland Brown Stadium, and I hate that they're getting cheerleaders. I love that we are the most no-frills. Yeah, they were at least talking about it. It was just a no-frill, rust belt. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm fine with it.
Your owner is too busy bilking truckers.
Fuck
the
owner. I don't give a shit about him either. I'm not rooting for Jimmy Haslam. I'm rooting for the Cleveland Browns. Make the Browns
football better. Cleveland's football team.
I just like when pigs get murdered. That's why I like football.
Oh,
pigskins.
Yeah. All right, good episode.
Yeah, hey, that was good.
On that note,
that was orange.
Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bill Squire and at Fantasy Boys. We'll get that up there soon.
FANTASEE silent HBOIZ.
_ exclamation point.
So bad at marketing. He's got a master's.
8 == T squiggly line.
Tilde. We'll throw a tilde in there somewhere.
It sounds like my very first fucking like email account. Like my, X0.
My first
like KOKO0X.
My first AIM like chat name was Punk Hardcore XX.
What was yours?
Pern Dog 68.
Die Hard 1315.
I love that you guys all remember it.
Oh, yeah.
That's even better.
The Pern Dog. And then I changed it to Mr.
Dog.
Oh, this is bad. I hate to even admit this. Then I changed it to Mr. Mojo Ryzen.
My first
so
email.
Fitting. My first, it should be everything.
I kept
you
Die Hard
1315 right
through college.
My first email was RoryCalhoun at hotmail.com.
What?
Because of a reference from The Simpsons.
Who's Rory Calhoun?
He was an actor, like an old like Western, but there's an episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns has all these puppies because he wants to make a...
Yeah.
He goes, look at him standing like that one man. And then Spiller goes, Rory Calhoun? He's like, yes! So that was my email address.
That's amazing.
And then it was Mr. Sweatpants at hotmail.com after that.
Oh, yeah, I remember having this conversation once before. Mr. Sweatpants. That's almost as good as Mr. Smile.
Who's Mr. Smile? Is it a thing?
That's Francisco Lindor.
Yeah.
He had a smile when he hit that home.
I love him.
I know you do.
He's such a sweetheart. He's always smiling. Is his name
Anyways,
really Mr. Smile?
It is now.
Name, yeah.
It's a dumb nickname.
That's a dumb fucking nickname.
It's a great dumb nickname.
It's so dumb. It's good.
It's so good.
I like that Jose didn't even have anything on the back of his jersey. He's just Ramirez.
His Twitter handle is Mr. LARPA, which I don't know what that means. Does anybody speak? Is it LaPara?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a Daddy Yankee reference.
Oh, is it?
I have no idea.
Why do you put J-Ram?
Oh, is it? An Uncle Cracker reference?
You should have put J-Ram on his jersey.
Hashtag follow me.
Mike Clevenger's was
Sunshine.
Yeah. I love that.
You're like good friends with now that you're best friends with fucking Mike Clevenger.
You're best friends with Mike Clevenger?
We're getting there. He follows me on Instagram and we talk every
He's
going.
Few, don't worry, hey, Fantasy Boys
hey, Mike,
listeners,
really like
we're going to have Mike
player.
Clevenger on our podcast.
Bill's best friend.
We'll always tease that, and it'll never happen. It'll be the running gag next week. Mike Clevenger.
Next week, Mike Clevenger.
Sorry, we didn't have time for Mike Clevenger tonight.
He's supposed to be here, but
couldn't make it.
Brian, plug your shit.
Brothers Lounge, the 26th with Cliff Cash. Cliff is hilarious. In from North Carolina. He's been all over the place. He travels around doing mushrooms in a Mercedes station wagon with 200,000 miles on it.
Oh, so is my step uncle.
He's a great dude. He's hysterical. So come to that. I doubt this will come up before then, but I'll be at Hilarities all this week with Theo Vaughn.
I'll come out. I'm putting it out tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. I'll come to Theo Vaughn this weekend. Theo is actually really fucking funny.
I like Theo. I should actually. I don't know if I have time, but I like him.
Yeah, he's really, really funny. I was very impressed.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, I like him.
I know. He's like weird in a great way.
Yeah.
So he's got the strangest stories.
Oh, he's got the strangest stories.
He runs with like Rogan and Rogan.
Yeah.
Good, right?
Yeah.
But he's all like still by himself.
Yeah.
Like he's a lone wolf kind of guy. Like he used to, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he would go in like. The old lady's house doesn't give him orgasms.
What?
Yeah. He's talking about this a lot. Where he, like, that was his, like, he was a volunteer, like, orgasm giver. Like, he just go and, like, finger them and, like, it's like a whole thing. It was like a...
What?
Like that
vaginal massage.
Man?
Yeah. It's so
yeah,
weird.
I think I've read that on several
public
records.
I
buy
that.
Like a boy whore.
Yeah. But it's like it's therapeutic. It's not like sexual in any way. Like he gets nothing from it. He would just go and like
he's like
comfortable
orgasm.
Like a whore.
Fucking,
come on, man.
Like fucking wiggle their clit and they come and then that's like yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah,
to
ask him about it. Ask him about it tomorrow.
He's donating orgasms.
Is he making money on that?
No, like, no. It was like a volunteer
what?
Thing.
No, they yeah. just no. like enjoy.
Yeah, he got
it.
Nothing
Stop.
Out of it.
I just swear to God, do that.
Just listen.
That's what I say to my girlfriend. It's like, I don't get anything out of this, but like I just want to feel better.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
I feel better when you feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you?
Oh my god, I thought it was the record.
Just kidding. All right. plug your fucking Instagram and shit.
I am Brian Kenny. I am BRIANKENNY.
Glad you switched it from Brian Kenny 69.
I hate that the world didn't appreciate that joke as much as
I
did.
Yeah,
it was great.
I wouldn't say it's a joke.
I don't think it's a joke.
It's supposed to be like ironically
more of a noun.
Just a thing. Thing you wrote down.
Yeah, and then follow me, Party All The Ryan, and then Ryan DiPerna on Instagram.
Bye, Spider.
See you, Spider.
Bye, Spider.
Party All The Ryan.
Spider, what's your shit? What's your Instagram and shit?
Boom. Spider Jones. Everything is Spider Jones.
Everything Spider Jones. S-P-Y-D-E-R Jones.
Bye, Spider.
And then...
Good luck running that trackless train.
And then come to East End... in Lakewood on October 7th, we're going to have a Roast Battle show here. It's an Andy Barr CD release party. He came out with a CD and it's funny.
Gonna be great.
And it's great. And
it's always a fucking shit show.
It's wonderful. It's like
such a wonderful
I run.
Shit show.
I like it to be as close to anarchy as possible.
It's
it
so
usually
good.
Gets there. So
fun.
It'll be great. And then yeah, follow us. I'll post all what we find out, what our new Twitter handles and email addresses will be, if I can get those domain names.
Yeah, we'll put it in.
Yeah,
it's
the thing. Yeah, yeah. So follow us. Bye. We'll be out next week. Love you guys. See ya.
That's the voice.